Okay, today is Daf Lamed Beis. Today's Daf Lamed. We're up to now Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. We're on the second to line from the bottom. Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, second line from the bottom. Oros Lebubin, and skins from the heart. But talking about certain kind of incision in the animal that was used for avodah zarah purposes. That's usur. Tanur Rabbanan, Ezehu Or Levuv. What is that Or Levuv? Right, that heart. That skin by the heart, what is that? So, one second. So, okay. So, kol shekarua kineged halev, if it's cut next to the heart, there's an incision near the heart, the kadur kimin aruba, and it's a piercing, a circular piercing, Yeshel of Koradam also. If it has a congealed part of blood, it's also. Why? Because then we know that it was cut when it was still alive. Anal of Koradam, if there is no blood, then mutter. Then it's mutter. Why? There's no crust. Right. Why? It's already dead. Amar of Ahuna, lo shal elish lo malcha. That's true if it wasn't salted. Avol malcha usher. But if it was salted, it's still usher. Why? Ema malcha ha'avarto. You could say the salting preserved it. Makes it congeal, it preserved it, so it's still no good. Now, Rishir ben Amliel Omer, bizman shahakera shalo agul usher, mashach mutter. If the incision is circular, it's usher. If the incision is long, then it's mutter. Why? That wasn't idol worship. Amar of Yosef, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha Kerv Shir Ben Gamliel. That's how we pass it. Halacha is like that. Amar Le Abaya, Hilchas HaMechlal De Pligi. So, by the fact that you said that the Halacha is like Kerv Shir Ben Gamliel, is he arguing? Well, he was explaining. Right? Amar Le, Mayn Afka Lachna. What's the difference? What's the difference? We hold like him. What's the difference if he was arguing? Or not, what's the difference? Amalei, so Abaye says back, what, Gemara, Gomer, Zimrusi, hey, what, Gemara is like a song. You sing a song. What does that mean? That means we don't have to know Svara. We just know bottom line. Sing a song, give me bottom line. That's not what Gemara is all about. I want to know, is he arguing? Or is he just explaining the Tanakhama? I need to know that. Now, Basar, Hanichnat, La'ovadas kochavim mutter. Meat that was taken into a worship, a house of worship, a temple, a bodhisattva house. You can stop the goy right before he gets in. Right? So that meat is mutter. Why? Look at Rashi. Basar ha'nichnas la'ovadas kochavim. Right? It's the fourth skinny line. You see it? Sha'ovid kochavim rotze lahachnito. He wanted to bring it in. Mutter bahana. It's mutter bahana. Im nizhar Yisrael litlo. If the Jew stopped him. Im knisato. While he was in. Kodem shiakrivu oso. Before he was makrivin. Right? What's Rashi saying? So some of the Mepharshim explain that this is unlike a carbon. You can make a carbon animal to a carbon even without doing anything. You have machshava, that animal is going to be for carbon, it's already special. Now, the guy, he certainly has machshava, he's bringing this animal into the, doesn't make a difference. By guy, it doesn't apply. As long as I've been touched, Man Tana, Amar of Chiyah Bar'ab, Amar Brochon, and Delo Kribi Elazar. Now like Kribi Elazar. Di Kribi Elazar, Amar Stam Machshava, Tavoz Chavon, Avoz Chavon. Elazar holds it, yes. Stam Machshava makes it into Avodah Zarah. Tanakhama didn't hold that. Stam Machshava, so we hold it, says nothing. So the guy, what's the guy going to do in this temple? He's obviously going to sacrifice this animal. So what? He hasn't touched it yet. Therefore, the Jew could buy it. Rabbi Lezer held, no. the guy has the machshava to be worship an idol, too late. Our Mishnah that said it's okay doesn't hold like Rebbe Lazar. Now, Bayotzi Aser, they shoot Zivche Mesim. Once you go out, now it's already no good. It's like Zivche Mesim. My timer, why? You have it? My timer, why? He eftered the Leket Krovas of Otis Kochavim. It's impossible that it wasn't used for idol worship. Why? Right? We're talking about on the way out. You bump into the gut. Ooh, you want to tell that to me? It's impossible. Mani. Mani, who's this opinion? Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseri. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseri, Omer. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseri says, Menayin le takrovis. Love orders kochav. How did you know that a takrovis means a sacrifice? Shematame ba'ohel. How do you know that that's tame? Shenamar, because it says, Vayitzmedu lebaal pa'or. That the Jews attached themselves to Baal pa'or. Vayochlu zivche meitim. And they ate from the karbonos of meitim. Doesn't mean anything. It's a derogatory way to call carbon. It's a derogatory way to call Avodah Zarah. You hang out with Avodah Zarah, you're hanging out with Mason. Ma Mace Matame Bo'ohel. Just like a Mace is Matame Bo'ohel. Ah, Takrovet Avodah Zarah Matame Bo'ohel. So too, a sacrifice of an Avodah Zarah is Matame Bo'ohel. Look at Rashi. Right? Ma Mace Matame Bo'ohel. You see the Rashi right in the middle there? Umina, and we continue. Ma Mace. Aser Bahana, just like a mace, Aser Bahana, Kidigam Rina Mithanhedrin, Batama Sham Miriam, Sham Sham Egla Rufa, Aftak Robet Avodat Kochavim Asur Bahana. So too, a takrovet of Avodat Zara is also Aser Bahana. Right? What? Right? So now, let's get back. When the guy is leaving the temple with meat, you're allowed to buy that meat? Why not? Oh, he used it. And we have a whole six lines of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, it's also Bahana. Ask Tosfos. Does anybody argue on this? Says the Gemara, Mani, who is this Shita, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Who says otherwise? Everyone agrees to this. What's going on here? How can you not agree? Exactly. Everyone agrees to this. Right? So, answers Tosfos. Others must hold that the only time an Avodah Zarah is Aser Bahana is if it's something that's done in the Beit HaMikdash. For example, Nisach HaYayin. Pouring wine, slaughtering, sprinkling, bowing, all the things that are done in the Beit HaMikdash. That, if it's done in a temple, that's Aser Bahana. What? Because we're talking about, so he says, it must be, we're talking about a piece of meat that was not slaughtered for the idol. So what is it? It's definitely not what he eats. It's Avodah Zarah. You can have enough. That's what Tosfos says. That not everyone agrees to that. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseri did not agree to that. Others do agree. Therefore, it's only one sheet though. Okay? Then he says, that's why he says, he's Medayik. Tosfos says, that's why he says, Achlu Tziv Chemesim. It's not really Avodah Zarah. It's Avodah Zarah. It's not really like a mace. It killed mace. It's like a mace. A little bit different. Okay? Good? Okay. Next. Ha'achon l'tarfet asur v'latas yisal yimayim. What do we say? If the guy is on his way, tarfot is from the word truffin. Remember when Rachel stole the truffin? Tarfot is a, it means an Avodah Zarah party. So when the guy is on his way to the party, You can't deal with it. But if he comes with it back, you can. No, no, that's about stuff. So Amar Shmuel, Obi Kochavim, a guy, called that's Latarfut, he's on his way to the party, to the Avodah Zarah party, the Halicha Aser. On the way there, you can't do business with him. Why? The Adil Lamozi, Kami Avodah Kochavim. He's going to go and thank his God. And you're facilitating that he should thank his God. You can't do that. What? No, it's a shout calling to him. Because he's going to go to his God and say, look at this, look how I ripped off that Jew. Right? Now, Bachazara, on his return trip, so my dahava happened. Whatever happened, happened. He's already gone there already. So now you can deal with him. But listen to this. Yisrael, a Jew, haholech letarf, a Jew is going to that party. He's never, he's off the derech. He's going to a party. He's going to an avodah zarah party. Bahalicha mutter. On the way, you can do business with him. Why? Dilma hadar bay below azar. Maybe he'll see a Jew, he'll have a change of heart. He won't go. Bechazara, afterward, usher. You can't. Why? Kibun the avikba, he stooped so low, he went to an idol. Now you get to tell him something, he'll turn right around and go back and thank the guy. Thank the idol. Right? Kibun the avikba, he's attached to the idol, mihadar hadar azar. He'll turn right around and go back. I, Botanya, we have a brayser that says, Yisrael ha'olech l'tarfus, but if the Jew's going to a avodah zarah party, bein balicha, bein mechazara aser, no matter what it's aser, Stira, Amar Rashi, no. Kitan Yahi, when is it aser all the time? Yisrael mumar. Talking about a mumar. Devade azel. He's not going to see a Jew and get and have a spark of, that's not going to happen to this guy. Right? The other one, the first time, is the first time. If he sees a Jew, maybe he'll have second thoughts, he'll back out. The mumar is not going to back out. He's a lost cause. He's a lost cause. Don't do business with him. He's going to go to the idol and say how he ripped you off. He's so excited. Same like a guy, exactly. Tanu Rabbanan. Oh, there's a hamalach liyarid. If a guy is going to the market, okay, we're talking that this yarid is a shuk. Rashi says it's a shuk shel avodas kochavim. But this guy, he's not interested in religion. He's interested in business. He wants to sell things. Where are people hanging out? In the church lobby. In the courtyard. He's over there. He's not interested in religion. So what if the Jew's there? So Yerid. So Obigon Holoch Yerid. The guy's going to the Yerid. Again, he has no religious intentions at all. He's only in it for a guy. Obigon Holoch Yerid. He's going to make money. He doesn't care about religion. Not interested in any. All he wants is a buck. Bein Bahalicha, Bein Bechazara Mutter. Then you can deal business with him. Why not? Yisrael holech liyarid. If a Jew is going to the Yerid, halicha mutter, on his way is mutter. Why not? The chazara aser. On the return trip it's aser. Why? The Gemara says, Maishno Yisrael the chazara aser. Why is that aser? The army of Avodas Kochavim Zavin. No. Because you know, what did he go for, the Jew? He must have sold idols. That the money you got is usher. Don't do anything with business with this Jew. You're going to get idol money. It's usher. So the Gemara says, so the same thing should apply by a guy. We said a guy, you could do business with him. Same thing should be. I'm sorry. Avodas Kochavim Nami Neima. Avodas Kochavim Zabin. If the guy also sold Avodas Zara. So the Gemara says, no. And if that's true, he has the Avodah Zarah money in his pocket. How can you do business with this guy? No. No, the guy sold a shirt. The guy sold a donkey. He didn't sell Avodah Zarah. So then Yisrael, Nami, Nema, Imar, Glima, Zabin, Chamar, Zabin. Say the same thing about the Jew. The Jew sold a donkey. He sold a coat. Why do you say the Jew sold idol? Because the Gemara's answer. If it's true that he was selling coats, why does he have to go to the guy to sell coats? Habali hacha, he's having like, let him sell by the Jews. What's he running to the guy to sell coats? Sell by the Jews. It must be we're selling idols. Otherwise, it's doing by the goyim. Right? V'havion, v'haboyin, on the return trip, mutter, you're allowed to do business with them. Amar v'shimam the lakish, lo shana v'elosh en k'shur zebedeh. That's only if they're not coming back in one big pack, in one big caravan. Aval k'shur zebedeh, but if they're coming back in one huge pack, asurin, you're not allowed to sell to them. Why? Ema daito lakso. Maybe they'll turn right around and go thank the God again how they ripped off a Jew. Why? Because they have a lot of numbers. Everyone gets all tight. Let's go back. Yeah, let's go. By yourself, you're not going to go. A group, the mob mentality. Okay. Now, here we go. Tana Rabbanan. Where am I at? No dose of the kochavim, the kan kehen. Right? What do we say? It's a jug or a flask or a pouch that belongs to a guy, and there's a Jewish wine in that pouch. What did we say? The Mishnah said that that wine in that pouch is Aser Bahana. Why is it Aser Bahana? His wine's mixed in the walls. The whole thing's mixed. It's all Aser. Tad Rabbanan. No dose of Ovde Kochavim. No dose. What are no dose? Leather flasks. Leather pouches. Right? No dose of Ovde Kochavim. Gerudin. If they're smooth. Chadashim, and their new mutarin, it's mutter. Why? Look at Rashi. What? The Rashi's way up there. It's like one, two, three lines, and the lines get get skinny and top. You see it? Gerudim, Garas Padalit, Rashi Dalit, Kamo Les Garba. She'ein behen zetha, there's no pitch. These two lines, the inside of the leather with pitch. She'ein them zetha, they're chadashim, and they're also brand new mutar, and it's mutar. Why? The bekinitas yayin bisman muat lo bala ar. Because if for the little amount of time that the wine was in there, even goyish wine, it didn't go into the wall. Vinodos dafka, says Rashi, only leather. Avol klicheret, but if it's an earthenware jug, bala la'alter, it becomes absorbed immediately. Right away. Remember that Rashi when we hit to the bottom of the page. Okay? Now, Yishenim, if the flasks are old, umezufafin, and how do they translate mezufafin? Or they've been already pitched. They've been already lined with pitch, right? Asurin, author, right? Oved kochavin rivivon the ivdon. Right? If the guy put in the pitch, the natal tochayayin, and then he put in wine, the Yisrael omid al-gabav, and the Yisrael's watching this happen, ain't a koshish. You don't have to worry. You put kosher, it's okay. Says the Gemara, what's going on here? V'chimeyachad, oved kochavin natal tochayayin. So if the guy put in wine, ki Yisrael omid al-gabav, my hafe. What does it help? The Jews watching. So what? Getting absorbed into the walls. What does it mean the Jews watching or not? What does that do with anything? Amar Puff and Ahachikam, here's what's going on. Ovek Achavim Rivavam V'Ivdon. The guy's getting the flask ready. He's getting the pitch ready. V'Yisrael Nochel Tochel Yayin. And the Jew puts in the wine. V'Yisrael Acher Omer Al Gabav. And another Jew's watching. Ein Achoshesh. We don't have to be Choshesh that while the Jew is putting in the wine, the guy is putting in trafe wine. Why don't you have to be choshesh? Because one Jew is watching, exactly. Oh, umeachar di Yisrael no sotoch yayin. So if the Jew is putting in the wine, Yisrael achar umer agav of lomeli. What do you need another Jew for? So the Gemara says, oh, dilma agav tircha, because the Jew is very busy, right? Menaseich, the guy is going to put trafe wine for lavadaita. The Jew is not going to notice. Therefore, have another Jew there. Okay? That's one answer. Right? No, really, what's what we said before? Right? That what? That the guy's putting in the wine, and the Jew has to watch. We asked the question, what is another Jew there for? Beidna Dika Shadile, at the time that the guy is throwing it in, right? Nase Kizorek Mayim Latid. It's as if you're putting water into clay. When water goes into clay, it gets absorbed completely. So the same thing, I might be afraid that when the guy is getting the pitch ready, the wine will be absorbed immediately, right? Huh? Right, so therefore what? So v'hacha, when the guy is putting in the wine, when he's smearing the pitch, it's as if he puts water, it's like putting water into clay. See Rashi? She'osi yayin holech le'ibud b'zefes. The wine, if you're mixing wine with the pitch, it immediately gets absorbed. U'batal taimo, and there is no taste. Why? K'mayim hanisanin b'tit. Like wine, like water that's put into clay. She'kalin me'ele, it's completely absorbed. K'miz yavesh hatit, when the clay dries, harahink ilohay, it's as if it was non-existent. Right? So too, the wine gets immediately absorbed by the pitch the first time. And when the pitch dries, it doesn't come out, and therefore it's no problem. Okay? Okay? Listen to this. Umr of Papi. Shmami number of Zvid. From Rav Zvid's bar, you see the following. Hi, Obe Kochavim. If you have a guy, the Shadichamer Lebei Milcha de Israel, who throws wine into the salt shaker of a Jew, right? Shari, it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Oh, right? Maskefor of Ashi, me dummy. How could you compare that? Hasam, by the wine, ka'azil ibud. It gets absorbed completely. Haha, but by salt, loka oz alivut, it doesn't get absorbed completely. Oh, look at Rashi. Haha, lo oz alivut. See the Rashi? One line Rashi, crucial Rashi. Haha, lo oz alivut. By the salt, it doesn't go for ibut. Shenosan tam b'melach la'ola. Because the taste always remains in the salt. The anum is yavish. It doesn't get dried out. A certain amount, it doesn't get dried out. It's always there. Therefore what? Therefore it's not the same. Ask Tosfos. Then what was he thinking? What was his bit thinking? What does the Gemara say? What was the Papi thinking? The Papi says, well, the Zvid said that when you put wine into a pitch in a leather flat, the pitch absorbs the wine immediately the first time. And therefore, there's no wine in the flask. When you put wine, you're making a flask of leather. They have to line it with pitch. They used to put wine in the pitch immediately to soften it a little. That wine was completely destroyed in the pitch. Therefore, there's no problem with yayin netzach because it's not really wine. Okay? Yeah, using wine in a flask, you have a leather pouch to make the flask, use a little bit of yayin. Even if it's yayin netzach, it's not a problem. Why not? Because that wine gets destroyed. How does it get destroyed? From the pitch, it gets all absorbed. The Gemara said it's like throwing water into clay. The clay absorbs the water. You don't see the water, you're coming out of there, the water's gone. Where'd it go? Went into the clay. It's gone. Right, so you're allowed to. Cedra Papi, but that's true. And if you throw wine into salt, same story. The salt completely absorbs the wine, you're allowed to use that salt. There's wine in there. No, it's destroyed. Cedra Vashi, no, it's not. Cedra Vashi is not destroyed at all. So Rashi says, you put the Nosan Tam Melach La'olam, but Enoch B'yavish, it doesn't get dried out. Look at the bottom Tosafot. Pirush HaKuntris, Bikli Melach, The kli mali mela. It's a kli full of salt. The kasher. The ma in yizel, the gabi zorak mayim, the tip. What kind of comparison is this to putting water into clay? Hare taimo nikar b'mela. You can still taste the wine in salt. My salt a dietach dur papi. What was your puppy thinking? Well, if you're allowed to put salt wine into a flat, you can put wine into salt. That's total. What was your puppy thinking? Not true. No, so Rav Papi said, if it's true by a flat, it's true by salt. Said Rav Ashi, no, it's not. Yes, simple. Just like when you put wine into the flat the first time to help soften the pitch, that wine is completely absorbed and it has no taste, no remnant, no nothing. Therefore, if you put Jewish wine in there, it's not going to be a, that's a problem because there is no mixture. So too, says her poppy, you could put wine into salt, and it's no problem. Why? Because the wine eats up the salt. Says Rav Ashi, no it doesn't. The salt eats up the wine. Says Rav Ashi, no it's not true. When you put wine into salt, you can still taste the wine. Right? So says, ask Tofa, what was her poppy thinking? The comparison, Rav Ashi said, no, it's not the same thing. So what was the Papi thinking? Lakach, Pirish Rabbeinu Tam, therefore Rabbeinu Tam argues on Rashi. There's no different shot. Lagabi milti makom asiyat hamelech. No, we're talking about in the salt mines. We're not talking about on your salt shaker, on your table. We're talking about in the mines. The Kamar of Papi, afal pish, avigachav mashlech sham yayin, even if a guy sprinkles some wine over there, Hamelech mutter. The salt's still going to be mutter. You know why? Bipnesha or sarfo. Because in the kiln, where you're making all that salt, then it burns out the wine. Not on your table. The kalasham, and it gets destroyed, kizorek mayim did. Just like throwing water into clay. Kigam tam hayayin eno nikar. The taste of the wine is not recognizable at all. Rav Ashi paruch, and Rav Ashi asked, Nikol Makom, what was the label called on Odot? It's not really the same, asked Rav Ashi. The Zuomot Ha'or, Mevatele Hayayit, because the stench of the leather gets rid of the wine. But Omer Ben Utam, and Rav Ashi said that by what salt not so true? Oh yeah, Kihai Aspakta to Rav Ashi, Ein El Dukhui Ba'ala. Yeah, Rav Ashi just threw out that question. Don't take that question so seriously. Klomar, Demer Zvid, Lo Tishma. El Mikol Makom, says Tosfos. Halacha ki Rav Papi. You pass them like Rav Papi. Listen to the next line of Tosfos. This is why I did this. When we told Kat, Etiru Hamelech, salt is mutter, afal pi, even though, sheregilim, it's common, shemesimim olav dam, they put in blood, b'shas b'sichas b'lavno. They put in blood to make the salt better. There's Rabbeinu Tam, it's not a problem. I fault is straight. Yeah, but it gets destroyed. Why? Because he passed them like a puppy. I, Rav Ashi, asked Akasha. That wasn't Akasha. Believe it or not, says the Mechaber, Kol Mashkim Sh'ovik HaFavim, all drinks of Goyim, Shadagacham La'ar Behem Yayin, that you mix with wine, or Chomet, or vinegar, Asurim is Asur. Says the Rama, wait a minute. But if the drink gets destroyed, kigon seva, the coloring, shenasnu behem chomet, you put in the vinegar, omela, or salt, shemiz baslam over the gochavim, that the goyim are cooking, benosnim boyayim, they put in wine, odam, or blood, the lavno, to whiten it, odio, shover gochavim, that's mutter. The cholzeh havi livgam, because all that makes you can't drink it. It's for an ancillary reason. Why am I putting in this blood? Why am I putting in this wine? No, it gets absorbed. It's all gone. I'm doing it because of the coloring. Now, how this plays out a lot for my, I don't know, but it's fascinating. Right? Okay, now we got to move. So now to the end of the daf, it's all going to be issues of making kalim kosher again. So again, this is not halacha lamaita at all, right? But you can learn it, and we'll see what the Gemara says. Bar Adi was the name of a person. Bar Adi Taya, who was a certain Arab guy, his name was Bar Adi. Anas Hanuziki. He stole certain flasks, Mer of Yitzchak Bar Yosef. So he stole them, so now they were used by him, right? So Rama Bahu Chamra, he put wine in them. Lacha Ula Advinu and the Hile. Somehow Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef got them back. Asa, Shalbe Madrasha, he went to ask the yeshiva, right? How do I make these mutter? I want to use them again. They were used by the Arab guy. So Amalei Rav Yirmiya, Tachar, Rav Ami Alacha Lamaisa, Mamalin, Mayim, Shlosha Yamim, fill water 3 days, Umaron, and rinse it out. Bamarava, Tarachal Ar, Me'eth L'Eith. You have to rinse it out every day for 3 days. In other words, you fill it up with water, let it soak. Spill it out next day, rinse it, fill it up again. Do that for 3 days. Tavamina, they thought, Hani Mili, that's only Didon. That's only because it once belonged to us. Avol did who? But if it was theirs all along, then lo, then we could not do this. Why? Because it's too much wine absorbed. Had a good, the guy had it for a week before you got it back. This is good. But it's been the guy for 20 years. For 20 years now, the Ayin Esach in those walls, of those pots. Ki Yasa Rav and Amar of Shem Ben Lachish, Echad Shalanu Ve'echad Shalanu. Doesn't make a difference. This is the way to get it clean. Again, Halach HaLamayta, I don't know. Sabra Vacha Bred Rav Kamei Dravashi L'Nemar, Hani Mili, know this. That's only true if it's leather. Avo Kankanim. But if it's Cheres, lo, no way. Amalei Ravashi, lo, Loshna, no dos, Loshna Kankanim. It doesn't make a difference. Tana Rabbanon. 1 minute. Tana Rabbanon, Kankanim. What are Kankanim? Jugs made out of Cheres. Shalov de Kochavim, up there. Shalov de Kochavim, of a guy, Chadashim, if they're new, and Gerudim, and they're smooth, Mutarim. Then it's mutter. Yishenim, but if they're old, umizufafin, and they have pitch in them, asur in their asur. Then Mr. Freud, didn't Rashi say that we had this exact same Gemara 20 lines ago, and it was about leather, and Rashi said, it's only by leather. But if it's by a cheres, no way. Why? Because it absorbs immediately. The Gemara says exactly the opposite. I don't have an answer. The article has some answer. The article says, I admit the answer doesn't make any sense. Very dochic answer. Rashi the Pella. Rashi said 20 lines ago, only flat by cheres, says it. Abel kli cheres, bolea la'alter. And the Gemara says, not true. However, how could Rashi argue on the Gemara? Exact same thing. New and smooth. The exact same Gemara. The only change is one word. Kankanim. You're going to have to give some answer. Okay, you got it? whatever answer you're going to give, it's shver. Yeah. Yeah, but Rashi said something, which the Gemara says is not true. Right. Okay. Could be. Next. Oved kochavim nosan tocha yayin. A guy, you put in wine. Right? I'm sorry. If a guy put wine into this jug, you throw nosan tocha mayim. But you have to put in water and do the rinsing procedure. Oved kochavim nosan tocha yayin. If a guy puts in wine, another option. Yisrael knows not tochan tzir. You can put in fish brine, umuri, it's a different kind of fish brine, v'nechoshesh. That'll be enough to get out the bad smell, the bad taste of the wine. What? Either water or fish oil. It was the guys. So now you want to kasher it. So you can put it with water to rinse it. You can rinse it with fish oil, whatever you want. Now, ibay lehu. L'chachila or b'diyevet? Is that l'chachila? Or you are only b'diyevet? Tashma, the title of Zvid Bar Oshia Halokech, Kakanam and Ovdik Ochavim, Chadoshim, if it's new, Tosa Dochon Yayin. I'm sorry, what was it? Chadoshim, Tosa Dochon Yayin. Yishenim, if it's old, Nosna Dokan Tir Umuris Lechatzila. So what do you see? Lechatzila. Boy, my neighborhood in the Sea of Mirabami, Hechzir and Lekiv Shana Eish, if you put the jug back into the fire, Minish Labnu, and you've heated up, Mahu, what's the din? Did you kasher it? Amale, what do you mean? Tir, sorry. Fish brine works. Or local, what? Fire doesn't work. Jugs of goyim, you put them back in the fire. Kivan shenoshra zifson, once the pitch has been peeled away, you know, melted away, mehan from then, mutarin. It's all mutar. Amar Ravashi, adinosron, you don't have to tell me until the pitch is peeled away. Ela afilu rafai mirfa. Even if it's weakened, it doesn't have to be 1,000%, you know. Even if it's not peeled away completely. Right? In other words, if enough, what the shear is, I don't know. But if enough of the inside is burned out, it's enough. Has to be till 1,000%? No. Kinsa. I'm not sure what this means. Splinters? Chips of wood? In what? To burn it out. So pligi barvacha vervina. Chad asar, v'chad chari. What is the command to asar? Not allowed to do that. Why not? You, the big Rashi here. Right. So Rashi says, it's a fascinating Rashi. Rashi, what? Look at Rashi, third wide line. Hilchos a command to asar. V'lo damilach zirim b'kivshon. It's not like putting it back in the fire. Da'asam kivshon she'estikin mibachotz. Because when it goes back in the fire, the outside's also kosher. Ad shenishra zifson kvar nislav l'hacheret avolhacha kivin dehichnas ha'or miyad zifson osher. Rashi saying that the outside's not getting affected. Only the inside. It's not good enough. Fascinating. Right? Ibar lehu, back at the Gemara, ma'al litein l'tocho sheichor can what? Right. Can you use beer exactly? So Rav Nachman, right, the problem for the Nesachim before. So Rav Nachman, Rav Huda, Asri, Rav Ashari, Ravina, Ashari, Leil, Rav Chia, Bered, Rav Yitzchak, Lamimra, Bashechwa. He allowed to put beer in Kalim Bodek Achav. Azal Rami Bechamra, Azal he went and he put wine in it. They didn't even bother. It happened one time. It was a happenstance event. It was a mistake, actually. You don't worry about it. He had kalim made out of dung, right? They're full of water. He dried them out in the sun. Paku, and they broke. You made them answer forever. When did the Rabbanan say you can get rid of it, you can clash with them by putting water in it? Anchu b'shimshal miyomer, who said you can put it in the sun? Amr of Yosna, Amr of Ami, clay neser, a clay made out of certain kind of earth, right? Is that what it means? Earthenware? Ein lo tayro lamed. It can never be kosher. My kli neser, what does that mean? Because my neser, what is it? Amr Yosef bar Oven, kli machpores shel tzrif. It's made out of the earth. Aluminum? No, not aluminum. From an alum mine. Fine. The Bay Parzak Rofila, this guy whose name was Parzak, he was an officer, Anas Kube, he stole jugs from Pupadita. Ramu Bahu Khamra, he put wine in them. I agreed on the LA. Then they will return. Also, Shalina, Lord Yehuda, what's the story with these drugs? Amr, he said, Davar She'en Omachnes L'Kiyimu, that these things are not used to hold things for a long time. Mishmashachan, it's Bamayim Behemutarim. Rinse them out with water, it's all good. Amr, Ravira, Hanichasibi, Shich Medaramai, Kalim, certain kind of Kalim made from red earth, from the Gayim, Kiyimin de la Bali Tuba, they don't really absorb well. Just rinse it off with water, and it's good. Amr of Papi, Hanapas Vasa, certain klicheres of a guy, they mixay, which are come from hard earth, kivin de la balatuba, they don't absorb well, mishash chan b'mayim u'mutarin. Rinse it with water, it's good enough. Kasi, cups, right, what kind of cups? Klicheres. You don't pour water in them, you don't pour anything, you just drink them. If they poured wine, you drank the wine. Now the cup is usher. It absorbed the, what did it absorb? Saravasi, usher. He said it's usher taka. Ravashi, sorry. When did they argue? The Pam Shani, the second time. Why? Even the second time, there's a balua, and Ravashi mattered because it absorbs even less. Ikat Amri, others say, Pam Rishon Vashani, the first two times, Kuli Amalo Pligid Asr. Ki Pligi Pam Shalishi, Vilchas of Pam Rishon Vashani Asr, Vashlishi, Mutter. The third one is Mutter. There's two more lines. Amr Zvid, Haimani de Kunya, Klicheres, from Goyim. What does that mean? That they are. Amr Zvid, Haimani de Kunya. Glazed earthenware, Hibra of Uchma, black or white, white or black, Shari, it's Mutter. Yeruka, green, Usr, it's Usr. Why? Mishum de Ritzma, de Mitzvah. Because it absorbs. The Ispu, are too funny, but if it has cracks in it, kula asuri, full usher. Why? Because then it definitely absorbs. Okay, we'll stop here. We're up to Darash, Meremar, and we'll resume on Friday morning. 6:05. 6:05, Friday morning. All right? Have a good night.